Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, for many small business owners, growth is the ultimate goal. Obviously, that makes sense. But growing too quickly or for the wrong reasons can sink a company just as fast as it can lift it. That's a very salutary warning from Nicole Swart, who's managing director at Merchant Capital, who suggests that expansion's got to be strategic. It's got to be rooted in consistent demand, operational readiness, and a firm grasp on cash flow. So if you are a small business owner, this is a critical conversation. Nicole, a very warm welcome. You've warned then that fast growth can be just as dangerous as no growth at all. What are the most common pitfalls that you see in South African SMEs?
Hi, Jeremy. I think that when I look at our client base and the funding that we provide at Merchant Capital, where we are very comfortable to provide funding is where we are able to see that our clients' cash flow is stable. They know what they're doing. They've even got some sort of buffer built up, which is always a healthy sign. They haven't absolutely, you know, spent their entire overdraft living on the line. So I think the cash flow question is the number one question we ask. The other thing that I'm seeing is that when you look at the infrastructure, I mean, not that we go into, you know, assessing their infrastructure capabilities, but the advice for business owners out there, and I mean, we are business owners ourselves, so we do the same thing, is to make sure that our infrastructure, and when I'm talking infrastructure, I'm really talking your people, process, technology, all of them need to be aligned. And obviously, you need the space, especially if you're an SME business owner, if you're retail facing or further up the supply chain, you need to be having the right space within which to operate. So those are the infrastructure questions to ask. And then the demand side. So I think that really understand your client base, what it is that they want. And if you are wanting to react to an increased demand, make sure that that demand is baked into the future cash flow projections that you're doing in terms of any spend that you want to make.
And that's a critical point that you raise, because I would say it's almost an element of successful seduction. Many owners see a sales spike. They assume it's time to expand, and they hit the accelerator. And it's critical they've got to separate, I imagine, a short-term bump from a true growth trend. But often, entrepreneurs don't see that.
Exactly. And I think that it's got to do with the nature of the entrepreneur. By nature, they're ambitious, they're positive people, they want to grow. So you've got this natural optimism around the potential of your business. So when you do see the spikes, or even if you see a trend towards the growth, understand, you know, go into understanding exactly what that is about. A lot of our business owners would know exactly if it's a, you know, if it's just one purchase order that they're getting and it's not repeatable. But even on a trend basis, just make sure that your business is not based on that trend, that you have diversified, so that you know that your core cash flow, your core product is still going to be safe, and it's enough to sustain the business, even if you go after that spike.
Which begs the question then, Nicole, how can entrepreneurs realistically model cash flow under different growth scenarios?
So, yeah, everything, I mean, you can make millions off a spreadsheet. So I think that the way that we've done it within our business is we make sure that any revenue that we're projecting, that the cost line item needs to be in line with that revenue and even muted. So I think that even business owners, we see that they are better able to review past cash flow. But when you're looking forward in terms of your cash flow, make sure that there's what you call the J curve, but also your jaws are improving, which means that your revenue needs to outstrip your cost growth. And if that's not happening, if both your costs and your revenue are expected to go up at the same time, question to the, you know, begs the question on whether you're actually adding to your bottom line or not. So that can be quite simple in an Excel spreadsheet to do some scenario planning and then focus on your costs.
And how big a risk is that growth gap, that lack between costs going up and revenue catching up?
Oh, no, that's what we've seen. So The dreams are there, the plans are there, and then revenue lags. And unfortunately, a lot of the spend actually needs to happen to create the revenue growth. I mean, that's just the nature of business. So the key item there to look at is, do you have cash buffer? And if you don't have cash buffer, that's where the likes of Merchant Capital could easily step in, where we are able to give the SME markets or the business owners access to a cash flow pool where, you know, our clients are able to draw down the full amount that we have assessed that they can afford, or they can draw it down over a period of time, pay back some, come back some more, to make sure that it's flexible. So that flexible access to cash, if you don't have the full buffer that's going to, you know, sustain you for the next 3 to 6 months, is absolutely critical. So get that lined up prior. Don't come after the fact where things are looking a little bit not so rosy.
With the caveat that that solution itself comes with its own costs.
It does, and that needs to be built into the cash flow. So exactly, you need to understand that whatever you wanting to invest in the cash flows that you go and access in the market, that that does come at a cost. I think that's why we went into the flexible model, because a client of ours needs to be able to draw down when they need it and not necessarily pay the full amount up front, where you may or may not need that money, or you may need it at certain points in the month or certain points over the next 3 months.
Do you think in the South African context, where market volatility at the moment is very high, that SMEs need to be more conservative with growth?
I think they do. I mean, I have to be frank, Jeremy. It's tough out there at the moment. If you're looking at the stats and how many SMEs are really struggling and, you know, under threat of closing within the next 12 months, it's quite a staggering amount. We have seen over the last 3 years, also, if you just look at the stats, that the closure, I mean, we've always got more SMEs opening than closing. That's just how we work in South Africa, because we're an entrepreneurial and growth economy in that way. But it is a bit worrying around the rate of decline over the last 3 years. So there was we performed well in 22. And since then, we've been a bit under pressure. So I think that absolutely be conservative, especially for the lower end. So those kinds of ours, you know, between 5 and 20 employees, you're more susceptible to the sways in the economy. Mm. You don't necessarily have that the bulk to weather the storm. So for that sector of the market, tread carefully.
So sum it up for me in conclusion, Nicole. If we have a business owner who's listening to this conversation right now, they're itching to expand, they see potential, they're full of optimism, what's the one big question they need to ask themselves before making a big hire or signing a lease or whatever the case is?
I would say understand the demand, understand where your market is, understand that the business that you're expecting to get is, you know, 80% going to actually arrive, and then make sure that your cash flows are ready to support if that doesn't happen, or you have the cash flow to invest in that extra rental lease for the next 3 months or whatever it may be.
Back to that critical component of cash flow. Nicole Swart, good advice. Managing Director at Merchant Capital. Appreciate your time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.